14 residents at Manham Caravan Park have been kicked out. They've received a letter saying their annual site licence agreement has been terminated and won't be renewed after the end of June. Gary is one of them. He joins me now for a chat. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
So after almost three decades at the park, what does this news mean to you?
Oh, devastation. You know, I mean, everybody just, you know, just it's hard to explain. I mean, we all feel part of the town. We, you know, we've been there that long. We spend money into the town. And it's just, it's a lifestyle. And we've made friends and everything there. And it's just taken from under us.
Yeah. So has the park given you any reasons for why they aren't renewing your lease after so many years?
No, no reason at all. They just said it's in their right to do this. And, you know, that's what's so hard.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, what will change for you now? Like, if you aren't able to mount a campaign against them, what are you concerned about that, you know, it'll mean for you and the community?
Well, concerns for every... there's a few of us that are quite, you know, in our later age bracket there. It's our lifestyle that's just gone. I mean, a few guys have got chronic illnesses and things. They won't be able to go there. They won't go anywhere, just stuck at home. I mean... we've had people move into the town after being in the park. A lot of people have bought into the town. Two guys have just bought into the marina to move up there. We've been there through the drought when the water was right down, to the floods when they bagged up the park, and, of course, COVID. During COVID, we all still paid our fees and everything there, but we weren't allowed to go there. But it just seems to be a kick in the backside for us.
Oh, you continued to pay fees when you weren't allowed there?
Yes, we were told we had to still pay the fees. We were allowed in to get stuff out, and we were told we couldn't go there, even though a lot of us were self-contained. I mean, COVID said you couldn't do travels and that sort of thing, but they allowed caravans in who were travelling, who could have their own showers and toilets. Well, a lot of us have got our own showers and toilets in our vans. We don't use the amenities at all, but no, we were kicked out. So for the town, you know, you take us away. You know, we've got rumours that swimming pools are going in and cabins and things. Well, you look at it, 15, 16 families, and it's all their friends and kids. That, I mean, we've got friends that come up and because we're there and book sites and things like that as well. So a lot of money is spent by us guys into the town. You know, it's a meal at the local pub or the club for the first night. And then we, you know, we sit around a bonfire when we're allowed, chatting away. And then next thing you know, we're all just ordering takeaway from the takeaway shops, you know, pizzas and things like that. But all of our shopping's done at the bakeries, the IGAs. We don't take anything up with us no more, you know.
With me at the moment is Gary from Manham Caravan Park. He and 13 other residents are being kicked out. They've received a letter saying their annual licence agreement won't be renewed at the end of June. Now, the park is partly owned by council, but they've got operators, Big Four Breeze Manham Holiday Park, in there. They're the ones that run it. And aren't they in their rights not to renew the licence? Because it is a 12-month licence.
Depends. You know, I'm no lawyer, but depends how you want to read it. I think they've taken clauses out to say, yeah, they can do that sort of thing. But there is an act that, Residence Parks Act, that sort of covers us a bit. Now, if we go down that track, they've probably done a few things incorrectly. So, I mean, we're hoping that the council, who, when they ran it themselves, did a great job, have still, you know, still technically own it because it was only leased to this mob in Queensland. Maybe, hopefully, they can put some pressure back on them and say, you know, I mean, our caravans aren't an eyesore. They're not shanties. They're nice caravans, hard annexes. There's only, I think, one or two left in the park. They've got a canvas annex. When the council ran up, before we leased, a lease came every year up for renewal, they would walk around and say, this needs cleaning, redo your deck, this, that, the other, which we all did because we love the place to look nice too, you know. And since it's taken over with this mob from Queensland, they don't seem to care about us at all.
So what is it in that Residential Parks Act? What have you been alerted to in that?
It's only myself reading through it and a couple others. It says there's a clause in there about termination where change of use or redevelopment. And technically, by that, if it reads right, I don't know, we should be moved to another site in the park, being offered something. But we've been offered nothing.
All right.
When the council moved a few vans a fair few years ago, and they, because they wanted certain areas to put some cabins, and they moved these caravans at the cost to the council, which was great. And everyone said, yeah, no worries, we'll take our stuff out. Council moved it. And when you look in the Act, it actually says that, like, we'd had no problems with the council. They were really good and just did it. So, but this mob is just pack up and get out. I mean, a lot of people have got the cheapest van there, would it be 20, 25 grand? Some have got $30,000, $40,000 caravans, which are useless off-site. They're going to go, if people don't buy them for 5 or 10 grand to take them off, they're going straight to the rubbish. And we've also got two guys that have only, within the last 12 months, had approval to put hard annexes on with en-suites and showers, toilets, a whole lot. And they've three-quarters of the way building them, and they're two that have to go, which is, this was just approved less than 12 months ago.
Right.
This is ridiculous. And even a week and a half ago, one of the semis in the First Street was given approval to put in a shower and a toilet, and they're going. How does that work? Someone doesn't know what's happening with the park.
So it sounds as though you haven't been offered any support or assistance from either the park operators or from the council on this, and I imagine that you'd like some change on that.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we've had nothing from them. A few people have rung the council, talked the council. We've sent an email awaiting a reply. We want to have a meeting with the mayor. There's a lot of the understanding is a lot of the business people aren't happy this is happening. They believe it's gone downhill and the loss of revenue to their businesses and that sort of thing. Because look at most of us are going to take boats and everything away. We've got nowhere to stay up there, so what are we going to do? The understanding was that the council knew nothing about this until we brought it to their attention that it was us people getting kicked out, I put it, terminated.
Thanks so much for your time today, Gary.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that.
We've heard from Gary from the Manham Caravan Park. He and 13 others are being asked to leave at the end of June by operators Big Four Breeze. The park's leased to the Queensland Group by the Mid-Murray Council. Their chief executive, Ben Scales, joins me now for a chat. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, why is it that the park is moving these people on?
Well, look, that's a decision for the operator. The Mid-Murray Council has a lease arrangement with the operator, and that's a long-term lease. They have annual site license agreements with a number of people, and they've made a decision that they're looking to expand the park, and unfortunately that's involved 14 of those annual site holders not having their agreement renewed.
Right. So I understand that in some circumstances, you know, in the past when council ran this place or in other situations, councils will step in to help, or the operator could help move those people or offer them something else. Do you know if any of that has happened? Have they been offered anything to help?
My understanding there's been some assistance provided to these site holders by the operator. In extended time, and also some benefits for them if they stay in the caravan park as a casual moving forward. I suppose it's important to make the point is that these are annual site licences. All of those, the licence holders are aware that it's only a 12-month annual licence, and they can be renewed, and that's at the discretion of the operator. So although I totally appreciate that some of these site license holders have been there for a very long time across many generations and have been valuable members of the community, that is the circumstances that they are aware of their 12-month tenure in of these sites.
Right, so you mentioned casual contracts there. Are they being offered something, you know, somewhere else in the park, are they?
So it's my understanding is that they've been offered some discount to if they want to choose to stay as any member of the public can, and that's something between them and the operator. Look, as I said, I totally understand where they're coming from, but we also, as a council, have engaged with a professional operator with the objective of growing the caravan park, improving the facilities and the amenities, and in the end, that will benefit the ratepayers because any revenue is generated through that lease arrangement comes back into the community and is spent by the council in the community.
So Gary and his family have been going there for almost three decades, spending quite a lot of money in the economy, you know, buying food out and about, not buying stuff in Adelaide and bringing it up with them. I mean, he doesn't have a point about that money that is, you know, on a regular basis being invested in the local economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, council does appreciate that many of these site license holders have been there for a long time and have contributed to the community. I suppose with future development of the caravan park, that also creates an opportunity for more tourism, more people to come and visit. These site holders have 90 days. That's how much time they can spend in the park as part of that annual site license. Above and beyond that, they rent the space as well. So, you know, there's an opportunity for further tourists and more people to come and visit Manham. And no doubt those people will be investing in the community, buying food and drinks and, spending money as well.
With me at the moment is Chief Executive of the Mid-Murray Council, Ben Scales. So is there anything else that you'll be doing? Will you be working with any of these people or offering any support to them?
Look, we'll have some conversations. We've been contacted by a number of them. We'll meet with them over the coming weeks. We'll also meet with the operators to understand the decision-making. As I said, you know, we totally understand where these annual site license holders are coming from, and we also want to make sure that the caravan operators are being supported to grow the caravan park, which is, you know, what they want to do as well. So we'll be meeting with the stakeholders over the coming weeks.
Because I do understand one family has heavily invested in a solid annex over the years, and there have been investments made, so, you know, that does put them at a financial disadvantage.
Look, and I appreciate that. They were fully aware that these were 12-month annual site licences, so they are meant to be portable, and I appreciate that people have invested in those things, but it's the same with any tenancy or lease. You have to be aware of the circumstances that, and they were aware of it. That doesn't mean that I don't empathise with their situation at all.
Well, we'll see if we can get on to Big Febreze. We have put in a request to have a chat with them, but I do appreciate your time today, Ben. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, Jenny. Thank you.